So this morning, we had a mixture of both our practices. We had our worship, our puja, and then afterwards our meditation. So in the terminology of dancing with Shiva, our worship is our theism, our meditation is our monism, and together creates monistic theism, right? So, said another way, in theism, God is separate from us, greater than us, and we're seeking God's blessings. In monism, if we go far enough inside ourselves, we find God, and we're identical with God. So usually traditions are either monistic or theistic, but we're both. So we do two things. So, while I was pondering that, I came up with another one. See if you can hear the difference. Difference between a monist and a monist. Can you hear the difference? So, are you a monist or a monist? So, just came to me this morning. So, you can't be both. No, you can't be both, definitely. So, of course, the monist is someone who believes he's identical with God, and a monist is someone who's always complaining. Right. So if you're always complaining, you definitely aren't thinking you're identical with God, right? Because God's not a complainer. God doesn't feel things are not the way they should be, you know. God is happy with everything the way it is, and everything is always the way it should be, so... To be a monist, you have to stop being a monist. Anyway, that was not on the schedule, but it's always nice to start with something light. So if you wonder why I keep these at a distance, it's so I can read them. There's a certain range. If it gets too close, you can't see it. So it's perfect range here. So I found the brochure, the TM brochure, so we can look at that as a starter today. For any of you weren't here when we talked about it, this is a transcendental meditation program on sponsoring a homa, they call it a yajna, to fix your astrology, to appease Saturn. So the term they use is graha. If you're not familiar with the word graha, it means planet. So the word comes up a few times. Quite often it's used in the phrase the Navagrahas, the nine planets. And in many temples you'll see a shrine which has all nine planets. You see all nine planets in our Banyan Mandapam, but we don't have them there to worship them. We have them there as a study, as a way of learning more about astrology. So we'll read this to start. How does the Maharishi Yajna program create an influence of peace? The word shanti, peace, describes the Maharishi Yajna program. The term graha shanti refers to specific yajnas to bring individual life in tune with the natural law and create a more peaceful relationship with the grahas, the planets, the universal laws of nature which deliver the results of your past actions to you. Well, that's close to what we're saying, but it's not exactly. But we won't get into the nuances of how it differs slightly. Graha Shanti Yajnas reduce negativity that is returning to you from the grahas. They undo the mistakes of the past. They maximize a graha's positive influence and improve your destiny. Fear and tension can be transformed into peaceful and productive tendencies. Enemies can become friends. Every Maharishi Yajna performance operates from the all-powerful silent level of unity at the basis of all creation, which has an eternal state of peace and invincibility, Maharishi Yajna performance sister, cosmic intelligence, the unified field of natural law to create a specific effect such as an influence of peace and happiness. The Yajna Pandits recite Vedic sounds, those vibrations which structure the universe, to actually awaken specific qualities of natural law capable of materializing our desires. Almost done. How can personal Maharishi Yajna performances protect us from negativity and danger? The best protection is prevention, to avert the danger that has not yet come. It's important to be vigilant to make sure that the planetary influences coming to you are as positive and peaceful as possible, that they nourish and support your life. Planetary influences change with the cycles of time. The influence can be short or long, hidden or obvious, sudden or slowly developing. The planets continually affect you like a stream of water flowing through a pipeline. Maharishi Yajnas act like water filters to purify that influence. If the water is quite polluted, you need to change the filter more frequently. If you want an especially high quality of water, you must use a stronger filter. That's why Maharishi Vedic astrology experts recommend Maharishi Yajna performances at least once a year for every planet, giving a strong influence. For the average situation, this will remove the sharp edge of danger, so there is no lasting effect on your life. If great danger or strong negativity is predicted, more yajnas should be done, including special performances for specific problems. Those who desire an exceptional quality of life should repeat Maharishi Yajna performances quarterly or even monthly. However, even one Maharishi Yajna performance can begin to fulfill your desire for a secure and peaceful life. Okay. As I said, it's a good fundraising program. So, what's wrong? So, as we said, sponsoring of homas, you know, is wonderful. We certainly support the idea of sponsoring a yajna or a homa. But we support the idea for a different reason, because it's a way of worshiping God and the gods. And so we support it on that basis as a form of worship. So, but they're taking a different approach. So to understand the difference, we have an analogy. So they're talking about solving problems. So we use the analogy of a health problem. So let's say we have chest pains. You know, we're in our 50s and we have chest pains. And so we go to a doctor. In fact, we go to two doctors because we're going to see a comparison. So one doctor says, chest pains, no problem. I've got a perfect remedy. It's this pill. And all you have to do is take this pill 3 times a day. It's an old Ayurvedic remedy and your chest pains will go away. Sounds good, right? Go to another doctor and he says, you have chest pains. You know why? You don't exercise, your diet's a mess, you know, you're overweight. You have to change how you live. You have to change your actions. You have to change your lifestyle. Cut out all fatty foods, exercise 30 minutes a day, and lose 20 pounds. Hard work. So two approaches. One, just take a pill. Your chest pains will go away. The other is you have to change your actions. You have to change the way you're living, what you're doing, because it's actually what you're doing is creating the problem, right? So that's the approach we're taking. We're studying out what we're doing, what we've done in the past, what we're doing in the present, and considering what we're doing in the future, looking at our actions in a precise way, understanding cause and effect, how what we do in the present creates what we experience in the future, how what we've done in the past creates how what we experience in the present. So we're looking at it like the second kind of doctor. So this is like the first kind of doctor. Just take a pill, no problem. Just do a sponsorship. Just send us some money and everything will be okay. You don't even have to attend. You know, just send us the money. We'll do everything. Monthly is best. So anyway, you can see, and this doesn't even talk about karma. It doesn't educate you in the principles of, well, these influences are coming, but why are they coming? It doesn't really let you look at that and say, well, they're coming because of what you've done in the past. You've acted unwisely in the past, otherwise you wouldn't be experiencing something negative in the present. It doesn't look at that, but it should. So we want to follow the second way and change your diet, exercise half an hour, and lose 20 pounds, which is harder to do.